بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. We continue our readings in the great work of the great scholar Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala, the great and beneficial treatise entitled Thalathat Usul wa Adillatuha, Thalathat Usulin wa Adillatuha, the three fundamental principles and their evidences. And their evidences. We have been reading from the introduction. The author, he has mentioned, as we have seen previously in this particular text, the author, he has preceded the affair of al-usul al-thalatha, the three fundamental principles, with three beneficial introductions. We continue reading from the first introduction that many of the ulama, they have entitled this introduction as al-masail al-arba', the four important issues or affairs. And they are the affairs of knowledge, the knowledge of Allah, and the knowledge of His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the knowledge of al-Islam with evidence and proof. And this is an indication to those al-usul al-thalatha. These are actually the three principles, but that's not the intent here. The intent here is to indicate the virtue and the importance and the obligation of learning these usul, the greatness of these usul and the importance of these usul and the obligation of learning them and knowing them with clarity and proof. After that, applying them and living by them and abiding by these principles in conduct and manner. Before that, in creed and in belief, and also likewise in conduct and in manner and application. And then once an individual, he has rectified himself and he is upright upon the straight path of Allah Azza wa Jal, then he will call in eight others to that knowledge that he is upon, that beneficial knowledge in those righteous actions. And he will cooperate with others in calling and teaching and spreading that beneficial knowledge. And likewise being patient upon that affair until death. And he living upon this. This is the guideline for life, for those who are successful, for those who are winners, for those who have fulfilled the covenant, and for those who have rendered the amana back in the manner that is correct and did not betray their covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the successful, and this is their way. They have knowledge and action, and they aid and help others to be upon that knowledge and action, and they are patient upon that together until they die in this manner, until they die in this manner upon the sirat, sirat al-mustaqim. The author, he mentioned the evidence for this, Surah Al-Asr. And we have seen some of the benefits with regards to that and the point of evidence likewise. And we continue reading. The author, he mentioned, after mentioning these proofs, or this proof from Surah Al-Asr, he mentioned the statement of Al-Imam Al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah ta'ala. Qala, rahimahullah, qala Al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah ta'ala. لو ما أنزل الله حجة على خلقه إلا هذه السورة لكفتهم. The author, he mentioned the statement of Al-Imam Al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, the meaning of which is, if Allah had not revealed any proof upon His creation, yani any proof upon the people except for this chapter, it would suffice them. It would suffice them. Al-Imam Al-Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala, he was born in the year 150, and he died in the year 204. A great scholar of hadith, and from the a'imma of al-Islam, rahimahullah ta'ala, his name is Muhammad ibn Idris al-Qurashi, al-Muttalibi al-Qurashi, rahimahullah ta'ala, a great scholar of hadith and student of Imam Malik, rahimahullah. He memorized the Muwatta before he was 10, and the Quran likewise. And he was known for a great memory. And what was mentioned about him is that he would have to cover one side of the page while memorizing or reading a book, because he would memorize it all at one time. And from his memory that he was able to memorize. And he's a great scholar likewise in the Lugha. And he is from the last of those people that their statements are an evidence for establishing the authenticity of the Arabic language and its chain back to the Arabs. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, great scholar of hadith and imam of the sunnah. He mentioned here that he said that if Allah did not reveal any evidence upon the creation except for this chapter, then it would suffice them. It would suffice them. Some people maybe misunderstood this statement that it means that if Allah didn't reveal except this surah, meaning no Baqarah and no Ali Imran and no other chapter at all, it would suffice. But that's not the intent. If Allah didn't reveal any chapter, meaning with regards to the means of success and likewise the means of failure, and any other chapter clarifying the obligation of knowledge and action, clarifying the obligation of calling and da'wah, and the obligation of being patient upon that, then it would suffice them. Actually, what has been mentioned from one of the great scholars of our day, his name is Shaykh Hamad Al-Ansari, rahimahullah ta'ala, the father of Shaykh Abdul Bari, or Shaykhuna Abdul Bari Al-Ansari, hafidhahullah ta'ala, from the great scholars of Medina and the great scholars of Hadith. He mentioned that he searched for this wording here, Shaykh Hamad Al-Ansari. Rahimahullah ta'ala, he searched in the books. He's known for this particular scholar. Likewise, his son is known for having knowledge of the books of Hadith and the transcripts of Hadith and a great library in Medina. And a great library of Hadith in Medina with books as well as transcripts, old transcripts. I mean, that one would research the evidences and the statements of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Islamic heritage. But his father, Shaykh Hamad, the great scholar of Hadith and Muhaddith al-Madina, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said he searched for this wording here, and in this manner like this, and he said he didn't find it. He didn't find it like this until he was looking in a book by Al-Bayhaqi, rahimahullah ta'ala, and he didn't find it, except with a chain. He found this narration is found in the books of Nuqayyim, and this narration likewise is found in the tafsir of Ibn Kathir, but he was searching for it with a chain back to Imam Shafi'i to verify its authenticity. He said he searched and searched, he did not find it until he looked in a book called Manaqib al-Shafi'i by Al-Imam al-Bayhaqi, rahimahullah ta'ala, Manaqib al-Shafi'i, the virtues of Imam Shafi'i. He found it with a chain. He said, bi asanid ra'i'ah, and it was beautiful chains of narration, meaning of authenticity. But the wording here that he found, rahimahullah, it says, lo fakara an-nasu fi hadhihi surah lakafathum. If the people were to ponder over this chapter, then it would suffice them. If the people were to ponder over this chapter, it would suffice them. And the point here is that the wording the author mentioned hasn't been found, as far as I'm aware of. This actual wording is not found in the books of the Salaf. لو ما أنزل الله حجة لو ما أنزل الله حجة على هذه على خلقه إلا هذه سورة لكفتهم. Maybe the author, he found it in a transcript that, or some books that were available at his time, or he had transmitted by memory. But what has come in the tafsir of Ibn Kathir and likewise in the works of Ibn Qayyim is similar to what Shaykh Hamad has mentioned here, lo fakara an-nas. And this gives us the correct understanding of the intent of Imam Shafi'i by this. I mean, the meaning that the Surah Al-Asr is not sufficient and the rest of the Quran one would not need that. La, that's not the intent. But rather the Surah Al-Asr is sufficient for one to ponder over it and to understand the reality and the obligation of learning. And the obligation of applying that knowledge, or else one will be a loser. And he meaning he will be from the companions of the hellfire. He will be from the companions of the hellfire. So he said, لو فكر الناس, if the people were to ponder في هذه سورة about this chapter, لكفتهم, it would suffice them. And he pondered over this chapter, meaning they see that all mankind is in loss, where they're engulfed in loss, complete loss. No one is exempted here in the beginning. All mankind. And then the exemption comes only with specific people who have four particular traits the author mentioned: knowledge and action, da'wah and patience. These are the ones that are exempted from loss. These are the ones who are not losers and they're not drowning in loss. These are the ones who are successful. So if the people were to ponder over this, they would realize the obligation of learning. And they realize the obligation of taking time out of their life to learn these usul and these fundamentals, to learn what is necessary in order to establish their religion properly, to learn what is an obligation upon them for their religion to be correct. Because many, we see, even till this day, the religion of many of the Muslims is not correct. The deen, their Islam, is very deficient. And many affairs have been introduced into the religion and the likes. And this is because of deficiency in this, in knowledge and in learning, without having a care for learning, and having a concern for learning, and being head over heels. And one's diving in head over heels in the dunya, and the affairs of the dunya, and leaving off the deen and the obligation of learning. فَكَّرَ النَّاسِ بِهَذِي سُولَ فَفَتْهُمْ. Yani to wake up and to realize the obligation of learning. Learning the reality of life and the purpose of one's creation. And the purpose of the rising of the sun and the setting of the sun and the coming of the moon and the stars and the lights. To realize the purpose why one is breathing. Why he has a soul. To realize the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his obligation to be worshipped alone. لَوْ فَكَّرَ النَّاسِ فِيهَذِي سُولَ لَكَفَتْهُمْ. If the people were to ponder over this chapter, it would suffice them. It would suffice them. And that's the meaning of the statement here. If Allah didn't reveal a proof, meaning that a proof upon the people that they will be losers. All of them will be considered losers. In that insana lafi khusr. Yani kul insan, every individual is in loss. If the people think about this, they will wake up and say, "A'udhu billah, I don't want to be a loser. I don't want to be a loser." The losers, in الخاسرين الذين خسروا أنفسهم وأهليهم يوم القيامة. The losers, they are the ones who lost their own souls and their families on the day of resurrection. They lost their own souls to desires and whims. They lost their own souls to misguidance and corruption. And thus leaving also and losing their families. Either because they were a means to misguide their families or whether their families were guided. And they will not see them in the hereafter. And those people who die, they lost their souls to misguidance and to whims and desires. So a person would think about this and ponder over this and say, and ask Allah to aid him and to help him to learn his religion. Ask Allah to aid him and to help him to learn his religion. Rabbi zidni ilma. Rabbi zidni ilma. Oh Allah, increase me in knowledge. Increase me in knowledge. Likewise, from those people who have transmitted, and he's particularly, for example, in Nawawi, rahimahullah. He has a famous book. We're all aware of it. Riyad al-Salihin. Riyad al-Salihin. In this book, and Nawawi, he's known to be from the greatest of the Shafi'iyya, the ulama of the Shafi'i madhab. And he came later. He died in the year 676, rahimahullah. In his book, Riyad al-Salihin, he mentioned the chapter, Babun fi ta'awun ala birri wa taqwa. The chapter with regards to the obligation of cooperating upon piety and righteousness. And then he mentioned the statement of Allah, وَتَعَاوُنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. And the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and cooperate one another upon piety and righteousness. And that's applying this surah. And then after that, rahimahullah, he mentioned this surah. And then he said, قَالَ الْإِمَامُ الشَّافِعِي. This is found in Riyad al-Salihin. He said, قَالَ الْإِمَامُ الشَّافِعِي رَحِمَهُ أَوْ كَلَامًا مَعْنَاهُ. He said, the Shafi'i he mentioned, or some statements that's similar to this. So here, and Nawawi, he's mentioned the statement of Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah by the meaning, not by the text. إِنَّ النَّاسَ أَوْ أَكْثَرَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ عَنْ تَدَبُّرِ هَذِهِ السُّورَةِ. And this is the meaning that Imam al-Nawawi, he transmitted from al-Shafi'i rahimahullah. He said that verily mankind, in the nas, the people, أَوْ أَكْثَرَهُمْ, or the majority of the people, they are in a state of heedlessness. فِي غَفْلَةٍ عَنْ تَدَبُّرِ هَذِهِ السُّورَةِ. They are in a state of heedlessness with regards to pondering over the surah. Those people who are in a heedlessness, worshipping Allah upon ignorance. Those people who don't have any concern for learning. And they waste their time in the shops and in the markets. And they waste their time doing things that are less beneficial. Or those who are engulfed in sins likewise. They're heedless about pondering on the surah. If they had pondered on this surah right here, it would suffice them. It would suffice them for what? To wake up, al-yaqadha. The first stage of coming to the straight path is to wake up and to realize the reality. I'm a creation. Allah created me. Allah brought me into existence. And to look around, Allah created all of these things. Such a great creation, indicating the greatness of the Creator. And then to realize He didn't create all these things for nothing. And I'm not here without a purpose. And in the end, those who lie and those who tell the truth are going to be the same. That's not the case. If you were to ponder over this, rather everybody is a loser. Engulfed in loss, rather. Except for those who believe. Al-Iman al-Sahih. Al-Iman al-Sahih. They believe, correct belief. And then based upon that correct belief, عَمِلُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. They worked correct actions, righteous deeds that are accepted and good according to the legislation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they help others with that. And they're patient upon that way. These are the ones who are successful. These are the ones who are successful. If we ponder over this. So many times we think the ones who are successful are the one who has a doctor's degree. We think that the one who's successful is the one who is an engineer. We think, and then we even sometimes we hope that for our children. And then in order to do that, most of the time somebody has to take a loan that has interest. The one who takes interest, then this one, he has went to war with Allah and His Messenger. فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبِ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. So this is not a winner, he's a loser. If we ponder over this right here, we say, no, that's not a winner, that's a loser. Because no matter how much you, he's a doctor, a lot of money, the angels come to him too. And you can't buy your way out of this. You can't buy your way out of this situation. Either they're going to take your soul in a state of peace, or they're going to take the soul in a state that's not peaceful. In a state that's not peaceful. So this is according to Iman. If he has Iman that's strong, producing good deeds, then they come in the manner. And a good man is salamun alaykum. But on the other hand, they don't come that way. So the case is that we have to ponder over this surah. It's so concise and short, but very beneficial to realize nobody wants to be a loser. We have to learn and apply that knowledge. Not simply learning, not simply memorizing on that. After that, applying it in private and in public. Applying it in the home and in the masjid. Applying it at work and at school. Applying these commandments and obligations, the commandment to worship Allah alone with no partners, the commandment to follow the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the commandment to obey Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every affair. لو تدبر الناس هذه سورة لكفتهم لو تدبر الناس. Here the what has come in مناقب الشافعي لو فكر. What has been mentioned by Imam Ibn Kathir, لو تدبر. It's the same meaning. If the people were to ponder over this chapter, it would suffice them. And this is a great statement that Nawawi also clarifying the meaning of what the transmission of this statement means from Imam Shafi'i. إن الناس أو أكثرهم في غفلة عن تدبر هذه السورة. The mankind, and he first says all mankind, or the most of them, or the majority of them, they are in a state of heedlessness. With regards to pondering over this chapter. So then this chapter, it must be pondered over and understood. And the one who does that, then he will wake up and he will strive to learn what is obligatory upon him in one day and one night. If he is a businessman, he will learn what's obligatory upon him. If he's a truck driver, he'll learn what's obligatory upon him. If he's a teacher, he'll learn what's obligatory upon him. If he's a doctor, he'll learn what's obligatory upon him. And first with ibadat, and then with regards to his situation, when he leaves his home, what does he deal with? And what does he get involved in? He has to learn, because there are things that one will do that's pleasing to Allah, and that will win him the pleasure of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are other things that will be a means to his destruction and the anger of Allah azza wa jalla, ya'adhim billah. So knowledge and action is incumbent. As the author mentioned, اعلم رحمك الله أنه يجب علينا تعلمه. Yajibu, yajibu, yajibu. A believer has to realize that. Yajibu. Yajibu alayna ta'allumu. Arba'i masail. So this chapter, chapter al-Asr, is an amazing chapter. A great chapter. It has been narrated by Ibn Kathir. Rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned Ruwina, that he has been mentioned with chains of narration. And Abdullah ibn Amr. And Abdullah ibn Amr al-As, radiyallahu, and Amr ibn al-As. And Amr, the father, radiyallahu anhu. Amr ibn Al-As radiyallahu anhu, that in the wording of Ibn Kathir, he mentioned that this was before the Islam of Amr. What Ibn Hajar, he mentioned that Abdullah ibn Amr, he actually, what's correct is he accepted Islam in the 8th year of the Hijrah. And this story is with regards to somebody who claimed Nubuwa. Somebody who claimed Nubuwa and prophethood in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who knows him? Musaylama? Huh? Al-Kadhab. When his name is mentioned, that name comes with it. It's not mentioned Musaylama. His name is Musaylama Al-Kadhab. Musaylama Al-Kadhab. This is how he's known. He is Musaylama the liar. Al-Kadhab. And in this story, what is mentioned also, that he claimed Nubuwa in the 10th year. This has been clarified by Ibn Hajar in his book Al-Isaba, rahimahullah ta'ala. So the wording of Ibn Kathir is that this happened before Amr accepted Islam. But what is correct is after he accepted Islam. Ibn Hajar, he clarified this. In any case, what happened is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sent Amr to Bahrain in the 10th year before he died sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he died while Amr was there. Whenever he was in Bahrain, he met Musaylama al-Kadhab. And they had a conversation. Musaylama al-Kadhab and Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu. So this is the conversation. And he said to him, Musaylim al-Kadhab, he said to him, ماذا أنزل على صحيبكم بمكة في هذا الحين? He said, what has been revealed to your companion in Mecca in these times? And he said to him, لقد أنزل عليه سورة وجيزة بليغة. قد أنزل عليه سورة وجيزة بليغة. He said, verily there was a amazing, great, tremendous, concise, eloquent chapter been revealed to him. And this is what he called wajiza. Wajiza, it means concise, very few words. But baligha, eloquent and amazing, great, tremendous surah. All in its few words, a tremendous and great surah has been revealed to him. And then Musaylama al-Kadhab, he said, وَمَا هِيَ فَعَمْرُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. He mentioned to him al-Asr until the end of the chapter. And then it's mentioned in the narration, فَفَكَّرَ سَاعَةً ثُمَّ رَفَعَ رَسَهُ مُسَيْلِمَ الْكَذَّابِ هَذَا. He thinks about it for a minute, and then he raises his head, and he says like this. He said, وَلَقَدْ أُنزِلَ عَلَيَّ مِثْلُهَا. He said, in verity, similar has been revealed to me. الْكَذَّابِ هَذَا. So he lowers his head, and he thinks for a minute, and he says, verity, similar, just like that, has been revealed to me. And Amr, he says, وَمَا هُوَ? And what is that? He said, فَقَالَ. This is the statement of the foolish statement of al-Kadhab, هذا مسيلمة al-Kadhab. He said, ya Webr, إنما أنت أذناني والصدر والسائرك حقس قصر أو قفز حفز قفز, يعني like this. He said, Webr is like it's like something similar to a cat, but it looks more like a guinea pig. Yani the Webr is like some type of a rat type of animal. Yani that has a big head and ears, and the rest of it is just a furry body. Like this. So this is his revelation. He said, well, ya Webr, innama anta udhunani wa sadr. He said, oh Webr, you are nothing but two ears and a chest. Subhanallah. This is his revelation, right? So then he says, and the rest of you is just jumping and hopping. And the rest of you, you're just ears and a chest and hopping around. And this is all you are. And then he said to Amr, and Musaylimah al-Kadhab, he said, كيف ترى يا عمر? And what do you think now? What do you think about my revelation? And if somebody who has received revelation, he's not gonna say, what do you think about it? You think it's all right? What do you think about my revelation? Huh? You think it's good? لا, this is what he said. كيف ترى? What do you think? What do you think? What did Amr say to him, radiallahu anhu? He said, in the wording of Ibn Kathir, he said, rahimahullah, he said, wallahi innaka lata'alam, anni la'alam, annaka katakdib. He said, verily, you know that I know that you're lying. He said, innaka lata'alam, verily, you truly know, innaka lata'alam, anni la'alam, annaka katakdib. He said, verily, you know that I know you're lying. You know that I know you're lying. Like this is the case. Yani, so he's a liar. But the point is here that he said that أُنزِلَتْ عَلَيْهِ سُورَةٌ وَجِيزَةٌ بَرِيغَةٌ. The way that he described this chapter. سُورَةٌ وَجِيزَةٌ بَرِيغَةٌ. That a concise, eloquent, amazing chapter was revealed to him. And he mentioned this short chapter. Although it's short in its wording, the benefit that one has from this, for example, if a person understood this chapter, and he worked by that, and he remembered that, I have to get knowledge. I have to learn. I have to apply it. I have to win. I don't want to be a loser. I don't want to die a loser. I don't want to live a loser. I want to be upon righteousness. I want to be upon piety. Wal asr, Allah swore by the time. Great swear. A great oath. Naam, and that all mankind is in law. So then he would strive to not be a loser. To not be a loser. Likewise, this narration has come, as I mentioned, al-Isaba by Ibn Hajar. He mentioned another wording. And he said, wallahi innaka la ta'lamu annaka min al-kadhibin. He said in this one, he said, wallahi, you know that you're a liar. And even you know that you're a liar. Wallahi, I swear by Allah, you know you're a liar. You know you're a liar. And subhanAllah, if somebody could look at the word Webr, you will see him on the internet, on the Wikipedia, that picture of him. Webr. 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 You will find it. It's a little bitty animal. It looks like a chipmunk or like a rat, sort of. And subhanAllah, this is his revelation. This is his revelation. But in any case, this chapter, yani suratun wajizatun bariga. Suratun wajizatun bariga. Suratun wajizatun bariga. Allahu Akbar. Naam, the author, so we understand the meaning of of a statement of Shafi. لو ما أنزل الله حجة, and actually the wording that has come with attained to him is لو فكرة. And also what has been transmitted from Ibn Kathir and Ibn al-Qayyim, لو تدبر الناس. لو فكر الناس جاب الإسناد. ولو تدبر الناس was narrated by some of the other ulama, like this in the books of the Salaf. If the people were to ponder or to think about this chapter, it would suffice them to think about this and their reality. So this chapter, like the rest of the Quran, requires for one to ponder over. But this is with regards to being winners and being losers. Being winners and being losers. And we're talking about the soul. We're talking about the soul. The one who loses his own soul. Ayyadhin billah. Ayyadhin billah. The one who loses his own soul. Ayyadhin billah. Because he did not ponder over this chapter. He did not follow the guidelines of this chapter. He was a loser. Ayna al-insana la fi khusr. Naam. The author, he mentioned, وقال البخاري رحمه الله. البخاري رحمه الله. Before that, Imam Shafi, I mentioned he was born in the year 150. There was another great scholar that died in this year. Abu Hanifa. Ahsant. Allahumma barik. Abu Hanifa. These are our Salaf al-Salih. We want to know something about them. It's beneficial to know when they lived and their names and when they died and the era that they were from, especially for a student of hadith and who's going to be reading chains, but just to know them as a general Muslim, to know something about them. These are our role models. Hum qudwatuna. We want to be like them. Ihdina sirata mustaqim. Sirata alladhina an'amta alayhim. We want to be like them. We want to know about them. We want to know who was Sufyan al-Thawri. And before them, we want to know who Abu Bakr was. We don't know. We want to know something about Ibn Abbas. A little bit about him. These are our role models. We want to be like them. They're the ones who lived and died upon success, and they were not losers. وَمَنْ كَانَ مُسْتَنَّا فَلِيَسْتَنَّ بِمَنْ قَدْ مَاتْ كَمَا قَالَ إِبْنُ مَسْعُودٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. If whoever wants to follow somebody, let them follow the one who's died already. فَإِنَّ الْحَيَّ لَا تُؤْمَنْ عَلَيْهِ الْفِتْنَةِ. Because the one who was alive, he's not safe from trials. Yani, the one who lived and then died upon their straight path, alhamdulillah, this is the one who's the qudwa. As for the one who's still alive, we don't know how the ending will be. We don't know. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla for a good ending for us. But one doesn't know how the ending will be. So, na'am, Imam Abu Hanifa, he died in the same year, 150. And in that same year, Shafi, he was born. You see, Allah Azza wa Jalla, he protect his deen with men. He bring one goes and another one comes. By the decree of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And these are the ones who carry this knowledge. These are the ones who carry them in the name. بِالْآيَةٌ بَيِّنَاتٍ فِي سُدُورِ الَّذِينَ أُوتُهُ in the chest, clear verses there in the chest, and of men, they've been given knowledge. And this is the case that Imam Shafi, he died, he was born the same year that Abu Hanifa, he died, rahimahullah ta'ala. Rahimahu Allah ta'ala. If I remember correctly, Abu Dawood, he was born in the same year that, or Muslim. I will check, inshallah. The same year that Abu Adad, the Shafi'i died, 204. I think maybe it's Abu Dawood. I will make sure. He died. He was born in 204, 206. So whenever Shafi'i died, Abu Dawood came. Abu Dawood is Sijistani, Sahib al-Sunnah. Rahimahum Allahu Jamian. Rahimahum Allahu Jamian. Qala al-Bukhari. The author, he mentioned, وَقَالَ al-Bukhari, rahimahullahu ta'ala, بَابُونَ الْعِلْمُ قَبْلَ الْقَوْلِ وَالْعَمَلِ. والدليل قوله تعالى فاعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله واستغفر لذنبك فبدأ بالعلم. And that's the end of the statement of Al-Bukhari. Then the author, he mentions قبل القول والعمل. قبل القول والعمل. The author, he added this portion here. So the statement of Bukhari, he says رحمه الله تعالى باب, the chapter. He has a book Sahih Bukhari. In Sahih Bukhari, he has a book called كتاب العلم, the book of knowledge. In the book of knowledge, there's a chapter. Many chapters, beneficial book, the most authentic book written by a man, Sahih Bukhari. In the Kitab al-Ilm, there's a chapter here, بَابٌ الْعِلْمُ قَابَلَ الْقَوْلِ وَالْعَمَلِ. The knowledge, it must precede statement and action. What dalil? Whose statement is that? This is Imam Bukhari. We learn. This is the way of the Salaf. We seen last night, the previous class, likewise, that's the methodology of Imam Muslim and his Sahih also. He mentioned the statement, then he said, what dalil? قوله تعالى. This is the way of the ulama. This is the way of a Muslim. يعني الدلائل أو مسائل والدلائل. So here's the مسألة. العلم قابل القول والعمل. The knowledge, it must come before speech and action. And the evidence and the proof for that, قوله تعالى, the statement of Allah, the Most High, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ. Know that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah, and seek forgiveness for your sins. So Bukhari, he says, فَبَدَأَ بِالْعِلْمِ. So he began with knowledge. First you know, and then after that you act. So the act of seeking forgiveness, it comes after knowing that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَّهَ اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ. So Bukhari, he says, فَبَدَأَ بِالْعِلْمِ. He began with knowledge. The author, he indicates again, قَابَلَ الْقَوْلِ وَالْعَمَلِ. And to inform, and he began with knowledge, meaning before statement and action. Before statement and action. Al-Imam Bukhari, he was born in the year 194, and he died in 256. He died in 256. Naam, great scholar. Who knows his name? Masmu Bukhari. Muhammad. Ibn Ismail. Ibn Ibrahim. Ibn Al-Mughira. Ibn Bardizba. Naam. Ibn Bardizba. Naam. Al-Ju'fi Al-Bukhari. Al-Ju'fi Mawlahum Al-Bukhari. Rahimahullah Ta'ala. He died in the year 256. Muhammad ibn Ismail. Muhammad Ismail ibn Ibrahim ibn Al-Mughira ibn Bardizba. نعم البخاري جعفي مولاهم رحمه الله تعالى رحمه الله تعالى. Both of them, الشافعي والبخاري, their kunya is the same. Their kunya is the same. What is it? أبو عبد الله. حسنت. أبو عبد الله. أبو عبد الله محمد بن إدريس الشافعي وأبو عبد الله محمد بن إسماعيل البخاري رحمهم الله تعالى رحمهم الله تعالى. So it's clear, yani these are the first one here, the Shafi'i, mentioning the importance of pondering over this chapter. And here also, the author, what did he begin with? You have to learn four affairs. The first one is knowledge. Knowledge. And the proof here was that إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, except those who believe. So what's understood from that is that knowledge, to believe has to be based upon knowledge. You have to know what one believes in. But here, yani, to make it even more clear, and Bukhari, he has this understanding. And there's a proof for that in the Book of Allah likewise, that knowledge comes first. And this is the statement, the chapter. And the proof is the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. So just to emphasize the reality, that knowledge, it comes first. And knowledge, it comes first. We were reading previously another book of Al-Imam, Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab. And for example, if you want to see, where are these masail at? Have any of the ulama mentioned this before, preceded him in this understanding? The obligation of learning and application like this. Before also, when we studied another book, we've seen that this same author, Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, he made an introduction. This is from the introduction of Rasul Thalatha, right here, Al-Masail Arba. In another book we read, in his introduction, he had summarized some of the work of Ibn Qayyim. Who remembers that? Rahimahullah. Huh? Uh-huh. Nah? In the introduction, the other one we studied recently, Al-Qawaid Al-Arba'. Al-Qawaid Al-Arba', the four fundamental principles. How did it begin? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La. The introduction, how did it begin? The very beginning. أسأل الله الكريم رب العرش العظيم يتولك في الدنيا والآخرة. You remember until the end? أن يجعلك ممن إذا أعطي شكرا وإذا ابتلي صبرا وإذا أذنب استغفر فإن هؤلاء ثلاث عنوان السعادة. Then he went in after that. This introduction here, what we've seen, was actually summarized from the introduction of Ibn Qayyim in his book Al-Wabil al-Sayyib. The exact same words were there. We read them. Al-Wabil al-Sayyib. Al-Wabil al-Sayyib, a book about dhikr and the virtues of dhikr by Ibn Qayyim. And he summarized the introduction of Al-Qawaid al-Arba'. He summarized from the introduction of Ibn Qayyim in that book. Likewise, this introduction here is similar. And I keep, subhanAllah, this book here is, recently I've been finding so much benefit from this. Miftah Dar al-Sa'adah. Miftah Dar al-Sa'adah. You read from it last night. And we read from it before also with the hadith of Abi Darda and the virtue of knowledge and the ulama. and that the angels, they lower their wings. Again, we read from this book to find everything that we read so far is under the chapter title. Whenever the author here, Ibn Qayyim, he's mentioning the virtue of knowledge and the people of knowledge and the dire need of a person to learn. And the dire need of a person to learn. And he mentioned many aspects of the virtue of knowledge. Here is the 36th aspect. He says, the obligation of knowledge and the virtue of knowledge and the dire need to have knowledge and to learn. قوله تعالى والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. Ibn Qayyim, this is the book Ibn Qayyim. These are the words Ibn Qayyim. He's mentioning here from this aspect, the obligation of learning and the dire need of knowledge and its virtue and the virtue of the people of knowledge. He mentioned the proof for that here, that rather the 36th proof is the chapter Surah Al-Asr. Then what does he say after that? قال الشافعي رضي الله عنه لو فكر الناس كلهم في هذه السورة لكفتهم. This is a statement of Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala. He died in 751. So we see that the author, he's summarizing this here. He's bringing this out of the bellies of the books, this benefit out of the five min budun al-kutub, and then putting it right here in front of us and right before these important affairs. Now he says, "Qala al-Shafi'iyyu rahimahullah, law fakkara an-nasu kulluhum fi hadhihi surati lakafatuhum." If the people, all of them, were to ponder over this chapter, it would suffice them. He mentioned in the statement of Imam Shafi'i. He said, "Radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him." Now he says, now the clarification. This is one of the best to see the sharh of this introduction. He says, وَبَيَانُ ذَٰلِكَ أَنَّ الْمَرَاتِبَ أَرْبَعَ. He said, and the clarification of this. And the clarification of what? That whoever is to ponder over this chapter, it would suffice him. The clarification of that is to know that there are four levels. He's talking about life, human being. The four levels he has to complete in order to be successful and to be a winner. And in order to complete his humanity, to be a true human being, to fulfill his purpose in life, and to be complete, he has to have four levels. The one who does not have these four, he's deficient. He had three, he didn't have all of them, he's deficient. So he says the levels, any meaning of perfection or completion, the best a person could be, and to fulfill his purpose in life, are four. He said, بِإِسْتِكْمَالِهَا يَحْسُرُ لِلشَّخْصِ غَيَةُ كَمَالِهِ. By completing these four levels, an individual, he will reach the peak of his completion or perfection. And human, the best a person could be in this life. He said, أَحَدُهَا مَعْرِفُتُ الْحَقِّ. The first one is to, and what did he say? There's four levels, right? There's four levels. Now he said, the one who completes them, then he will reach the peak of his completeness and perfection. And he has a human being. He says, أَحَدُهَا مَعْرِفُتُ الْحَقِّ. The first one is to know the truth. الثانية عمله به, that he applies it. الثالثة تعليمه من لا يحسنه. The third one is to teach the one who does not know it. He's not aware of it. He's not good with this issue here. To teach him. الرابعة صبره على تعلمه والعمل به وتعليمه. صبره على تعلمه والعمل به وتعليمه. The fourth one is that he's patient upon learning it, and upon applying it, and upon teaching it to others. فَذَكَرَ تَعَالَى الْمُرَاتِبِ الْعَرْبَ فِي هَذِهِ السُّورَةِ. So Allah, He has mentioned these four levels and stages in this chapter. In this chapter. He says, فَأَقْسَمَ سُبْحَانُهُ بِالْعَصْرِ أَنَّ كُلَّ أَحَدٍ فِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَهُمُ الَّذِينَ عَرَفُوا الْحَقِّ وَصَدَّقُوا بِهِ فَهَذِهِ مَرْتَبَةٌ. فهذه مرتبة. He said, رحمه الله تعالى, so Allah, He is the most high and glorious, subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has swore by the time that everyone is in loss. That everyone is in loss. We mentioned the difference between being in loss and being a loser. Somebody might be a loser now, but he's a winner later. The person is in loss. Everyone is in loss, engulfed in loss. No way out. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, except for those who believe. And he said, rahimahullah, so they are the ones who know the truth and they testify to its truthfulness. They know the haqq and they testify and they believe in it. They know the haqq and they believe in it. And they believe in it, so he said, this is one level. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَهُمُ الَّذِينَ عَمِلُوا بِمَا عَلِمُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ فَهَذِهِ مَرْتَبَةٌ أُخْرَى. He said, and then those who work righteous deeds, they are the ones who applied what they know from the truth. This is the second stage. This is the second stage. He said, رحمه الله, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ and they cooperate together upon the truth, calling one another to the truth. And يوصل به بعضهم بعضا تعليما وإرشادا فهذه مرتبة ثالثة. He said, meaning that they command one another and advise one another by teaching and by directing. By teaching and by directing. Sometimes somebody, he's not a teacher, but he can direct somebody. He can give direction and help them. Help them on the way. He's about to go the wrong way. No, that's not the right, that's not the way to where you want to go. You want to go this way. You give him direction. And this is knowledge. This is spreading da'wah. Now I'm giving direction. This is calling to the truth or cooperating upon the truth. And then he says, وَتَوَاصَوْا. Now this is the third level or stage. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. صَبْرُ عَلَى الْحَقِّ وَوَصَّى بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا بِالصَّبْرِ عَلَيْهِ وَالثَّبَاتِ فَهَذِهِ مَرْتَبَةٌ رَابِعَةٌ. Said that they mutually enjoin patience upon one another and commanding each other to patience and advising each other with patience, meaning they're to be patient upon the truth. To be patient upon the truth. And then they advise one another with patience likewise and to be steadfast. With thabat, to be steadfast. To not fall into the whims and the desires. To not fall into misguidance and to sins. To be steadfast. Uthbutu, uthbutu, be steadfast, ya akhi. Don't go on that path. Don't go that way. Now be steadfast. He said, so this is the fourth level. This is the fourth level. وَهَذَا نِهَايَةُ الْكَمَالِ. This is the peak of completion or perfection for a human being. فَإِنَّ الْكَمَالَ أَنْ يَكُونَ الشَّخْصُ كَامِلًا فِي نَفْسِهِ مُكَمِّلًا لِغَيْرِهِ. Because the one will not be truly, the true completeness of a human being will occur whenever he is complete in himself and he is able to help others become complete. And what he means by that is that the one who will not be right himself, he will not be upright and correct upon rectification and salah himself until he knows and applies. In this manner, his soul will become upright. His feet will be upon the straight path. But he has not completed, he's not have the of the peak of perfection, the best that he can be, until he helps others. Until he helps others, likewise, to do that. So he says the first level, and a person will not be complete until he himself is upright and complete, and then he helps others become that way. وَكَمَالُهُ بِإِصْلَاحِ قُوَّتَيْهِ الْعِلْمِيَّ وَالْعَمَلِيَّ. And his perfection or completeness of an individual, it will be by rectifying his two powers. Individuals that Allah has given them strength and powers, abilities. A person, he has two types of abilities. One of them, he says, is al-ilmiya, the knowledge of thinking and understanding, comprehension. He has the power of the mind, and to think and to ponder and to learn. And the other one, he has the ability to apply and to work and to move. He has also a desire. So he has this al-quwwa, ilmiya, wa quwwa amaliya. Whenever a person, he has fulfilled that strength in himself, these two powers and abilities, he learned and he knows the haqq, and then he has checked his soul and has strong desire to apply that knowledge seeking the pleasure of Allah, now he has become upright. نعم فصلاح القوة العلمية بالإيمان والصلاح القوة العملية بعمل الصالحات. So to rectify one's knowledge, the strength of knowledge and understanding is by Iman. By Iman, his knowledge is his mind, the way that he thinks, the way that he understands life, the knowledge that he has. The way to rectify that is by having Iman. Many people, they have psychological diseases or psychological problems. They have to get advice. Some of them even go to disbelieving psychiatrists to advise them on their life and their depression. Ya adhan billah. La, يحتاج أن يصلح قوته العلمية. Al-Iman, if he fixes Iman, his knowledge, he learned about Allah, and he learned about his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he learned about the deen of Islam with proofs, then he will be upright and he will be rectified. All these crazy thoughts would go away. He would be cured. He would be cured. لو فكر الناس في هذه السورة لو تدبر الناس هذه السورة لكفتهم. It would suffice them. So this is the way that one becomes upright, by rectifying his knowledge and his Iman. The author, he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, so the power of al-ilmiyah, knowledge, and the power of the mind and thinking and having understanding, the power of knowledge is rectified by al-iman, and the knowledge of Allah azza wa jal, the knowledge of the Creator by His names and His attributes, the knowledge of Allah azza wa jal by His seeing His greatness and His creation and His actions that He has, performing the actions of mercy and kindness in His creation and His wonderful creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala, indicating His greatness, also knowing the way to His pleasure. And a person is rectified, his knowledge is upright, and his strength and ability to know and to think will be corrected by al-Iman. But Iman, by having knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jal. and knowledge likewise of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the proper way to live life, the proper way to think, in the proper way. A Muslim, he thinks from the mind and aspect of at-tawheed. At-tawheed, everything that he relates everything back to tawheed. To tawheed in life, he looks at life from this aspect, the right of Allah azza wa jalla. This is why I was created. This is why I was created. A benefit I just thought about now, I remembered, for example, for those brothers and sisters who do homeschool, sometimes there is a subject called science. Science, this is tawheed class. By the way, science, this is tawheed class. The way that they put it in their textbooks of the disbelievers, they're going to make it seem like they're like mulhidun, atheists, and the nature is doing these things. But for a Muslim, for a Salafi, he will see this and turn that science class into a tawheed class. Look at the greatness of Allah in this creation, and there's all of these protons and enzymes and this and subhanallah, and the sun, and all of these things that come in the science book. The mother or the father, the guardian, relate that for the child back to tawheed, and show the greatness of Allah in His creation, in His creation. Now, so the author, he continues, Ibn Qayyim, we continue reading. He says, وَتَكْمِيلُهُ غَيْرَهُ بِتَعْلِيمِهِ إِيَّهِ. In order to, once he became upright by learning himself and applying, now he would help others to become upright by teaching them. وَصَبْرُهُ عَلَيْهِ. And being patient and teaching them. Being patient. وَتَوْسِيَتُهُ بِالصَّبْرِ عَلَى الْعَمَلِ وَالْعَمَلِ. And that also he would advise one another to be patient upon knowledge and action. To be patient upon knowledge and action. Not only one has to be patient upon applying the action, he has to be patient upon getting knowledge, day in and day out. Like Imam Ahmad, he said, من المحبرة إلى المقبرة. From the cradle to the grave, and from the all the way until death, a person, he seeks knowledge. Every day, the Prophet ﷺ, he used to wake up and say, Allahumma inni as'aluka ilma nafi'an, after Fajr. Every day, that's the goal of a Muslim. He asks Allah for that knowledge, then he has to go get it. He has to make sure that he gets it. Every day a Muslim is learning. A Muslim is learning. So the author, he says, فَهَذِهِ سُورَةُ عَلَىٰ اِخْتِصَارِهَا هِيَ مِنْ أَجْمَعِ سُورِ الْقُرْآنِ لِلْخَيْرِ بِحَذَافِرِهِ. لِلْخَيْرِ بِحَذَافِرِهِ. He said, so this chapter here, Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, so this chapter here, in its conciseness, it is from the most inclusive chapters that gather the good by all of its means, and all aspects of good. بِحَذَافِرِهَا, from every aspect. This chapter here has gathered all the good. These few words, all of the good is gathered right here. Somebody wants good, ponder over this chapter. Somebody wants good, follow this chapter. Make this the guideline for life. Knowledge and action. Calling and aiding and helping others upon that. Any upon obedience. Upon obedience to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And being patient upon that until the angel comes. Until the meeting of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. We ask Allah for success. So he says, وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي جَعَلَ كِتَابُهُ كَافِيًا مِنْ كُلِّ مَا سِوَى. And he said, and all praise and thanks is to Allah for the one who made his book sufficient from everything else. شَافِيًا مِنْ كُلِّ دَاءٍ هَادِيًا إِلَى كُلِّ خَيْرٍ. Alhamdulillah, the one who has made his book sufficient from everything else. A believer in his life, he doesn't need any other book. He doesn't need any other direction or guidance. The guidance of Allah Azza wa Jalla is sufficient. نعم المسلم يستغني بالقرآن عن غيره. But many people today, they think that they have to have something else and then replace the Qur'an. With YouTube and with science and with whatever, modern day thinking and in the light side with Western culture, they have replaced. But rather a believer, he suffice himself, the Qur'an, the legislation of the Qur'an and the Sunnah, it will suffice him. So he says, Alhamdulillah, who made his book sufficient from everything else and a cure for every disease and a guide to all good, to all good. So this chapter in its conciseness is very beneficial for a believer to know, to understand and to follow. Rather, he will be a loser if he did not follow that. If he did not follow that. We go back, the author, he mentioned here about the two powers a person has. What are they? Abilities. Yani the ability, he has a strength, he has ability. Al-ilmiyya, which means his knowledge and his understanding. He has the ability to think and to understand. And to know, an academic type of power. Likewise, after that, that becomes upright with knowledge. And the other one is the application. He has the ability to apply and to work and to move. This one is rectified by performing that action, the righteous actions pleasing to Allah. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.